Hallelujah. Christ is risen and makes all things new. He has shown pity to all mankind. Hallelujah. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Yes, God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him may not die, but may have eternal life. God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him avoids condemnation, but whoever does not believe is already condemned for not believing in the name of God's only Son. The judgment in question is this: the light came into the world, but men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were wicked. Everyone who practices evil hates the light. He does not come near it, for fear the deeds will be exposed. But who acts in truth comes into the light to make clear that his deeds are done in God. This is the gospel of the Lord." Today, on the feast of St. Catherine of Siena, we might remind ourselves of what we need in our day. In the day of Catherine of Siena, the church was in very difficult condition. And the problem was with not only the ordinary people, or the clergy, or the episcopate, but the papacy. In other words, there were bishops of Rome who were not, as human beings, faithful to their high calling. And they were then not merely corrected, but reprimanded and even threatened with God's punishments unless they reformed. Catherine of Siena was not, by human standards, an educated woman. She was a young woman even when she died. And she was a woman and no match according to the standards of both those and our day. No match for the high dignitaries that God inspired her to reprimand and plead with to convert. The church today needs conversion. Pope John Paul took his name from John and Paul. John the 23rd was not a brilliant man academically. And what's liable to be forgotten, what we may forget, is that the Second Vatican Council that's been credited with so many of the problems that we now experience, the main reason he said he was calling the Second Vatican Council was to reform the Catholic Church. Dear Pope John, yes, the church needs reformation. And I mean reformation. And the means of reforming the church His, not through a lot of academic erudition, not with, well, outspoken threats of condemnation. That too. The church must be converted. I speak from a lifetime of experience, and especially for me, the revolution began 35 years ago. The church must be converted. Reformation is needed. Dear Jesus, the church of God needs reformation, and the reformation will be done effectively only through holy people. All the preachifying, all the hand-wringing, all the complaining will not be effective unless and insofar as we have in our day Catherines of Siena, a doctor of the universal church. In other words, we are to contribute our share, and I wish to repeat, and I'm not being excessive, the Roman Catholic Church deeply, desperately needs to be reformed. It will be done, and by us, in the exact measure that we ourselves are men and women, I have to use the adjective, of heroic sanctity. Lord Jesus, we thank you for giving us St. Catherine of Siena to teach us that evil is overcome by good, and great evil is overcome by sanctity. Dear Lord, make us, no matter what the price may be, make us saints to bring your mystical body of Christ and your spouse back to what you wanted to be, worthy of your praise, because we need by our lives of holiness expiate for the sins that plague your church today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.